Today's devotional for December 1st is entitled, What Do We Have and Give That We Haven't Received from God? And we take our text from 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 14. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able thus to offer willingly? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. Giving. Every December 1st, I read this verse, and with tears in my eyes, I sometimes imitate Oz's cowardly lion and say aloud, Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth? Why does our flesh rise up and so oppose this reality? Why do I occasionally feel like weekly offerings unto God's work are such sacrifice? The New Testament's cheerful giver, whom God loves, can literally be translated hilarious giver. The word cheerful is from the Greek word hilaros, where we get our English word hilarious. Giving and generosity in general for the Christian is a hilarious undertaking. For all things come from God, and of His own have we given to Him. When we give unto others, we aren't giving anything that Christ Jesus hasn't given us in the first place. When we offer assistance in any endeavor and give of our time, since every breath in our nostrils has been given us by the grace of God in Christ, we are not offering anything we haven't been given by the Lord first. The old expression I've heard from preachers for years, and have even said a time or two myself, you can't outgive God, seems a trite and almost ridiculous statement in light of the truth and reality of possessions. We don't have anything, not life, breath, money, shelter, means, strength, possessions, ability, sight, speech, and on, that hasn't been given us by the grace of God. Truly, who am I, and who are we, that we should be able thus to offer willingly? Through giving, God gives us the blessed privilege to be like Him. He is the giver of all things, and most especially the giver of the best, in giving us the treasure of heaven. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3 and verse 16. Hallelujah, what a Savior! Who are we that we should offer willingly to the Lord? He gives life so we may proffer, richly blessing by His word.